from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're digging Jazz on the Hill, a new opera, and a couple of singers who are good and plenty. David Wiegand brings plenty of sass to our studios every Friday morning. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
You know, I was always a Mr. Goodbar myself fan, you know, at the movies, but Good and Plenty is okay.
The mints, those mints. Let's start with a free event put on by another radio station. As percussionist Pancho Sanchez, one of the stars expected at Jazz on the Hill in San Mateo. This is kind of a mini-fest put on by KCSM, 91.1 on the dial, which is a great, great jazz station.
It really is. It's wonderful. And this program is terrific, too, because it not only includes professional artists like Sanchez, Maria Muldaur, Anton Schwartz, a great saxophonist. It also features a lot of high school and middle school performers, people like the Carlmont High School Jazz Ensemble, SF Jazz High School All-Stars, and the Jazz School Studio Band.
That's 12 to 6 tomorrow at the College of San Mateo, and it's free. That's one of our cheap thrills this week. The Ethnic Dance Festival is back at the Palace of Fine Arts with a focus this year on a style of dance that electrified audiences at the Panama Pacific International Exposition held in the same location 100 years ago. This is kind of they're going to focus on hula and Hawaiian music.
Right. That's for their opening today, which actually you'll get to see them for free today at the Rotunda of City Hall. But every weekend for the month of June, you'll get a whole array of dance companies. I've been to the Ethnic Dance Festival for years, and I have to say that I'm always surprised and delighted, entertained by how much variety there is to it.
The Ethnic Dance Festival kicks off this weekend and continues with performances at the Palace of Fine Arts every weekend through June 27th. Let's listen to something very romantic. That's Anna Caterina Antonacci singing one of the parts from the new opera called Two Women by Marco Tutino. And this is a new opera that he's written, premiering at San Francisco on the 13th. And this is a case where David Gockley, the opera's director, almost seemed to be offering an apology to audiences recently when he spoke at a press conference. An apology for all the chic but not very tuneful music composed for operas over the last 50 years or so.
We wanted an opera that would immediately speak to the audience, that they would take to heart. It's a cliche, walking out whistling the melodies, but we said to Marco, you know, let her rip.
The opera Two Women is based on the book by Alberto Moravia, and also, as people might remember, it was the subject of a great film with Sophia Loren. So everybody's looking forward to this. It's a great world premiere, and also on the bill for the opera this summer season is Berlioz's Les Troyens.
Five and a half hours.
You know, get there quickly.
But it's pretty good music.
It is wonderful.
Two Women opens June 13th and continues at San Francisco Opera through the 25th. Les Troyens, the Trojans, that's Berlioz's opera, opens this Sunday and continues through July 1st. And now a former bartender with other talents. That's Sarah Beth Nelson. She's performing with fellow Bay Area rocker Kelly Stoltz and others at a tribute to Gene Clark.
Yeah.
That's not one of his songs we just heard.
No.
But he's one of the founders of The Bird. This is a band I grew up with, and they were just so wonderful. And Gene Clark,
absolutely.
I really didn't know much about his work until I read about this.
Well, you do know much about his work, but I think people don't realize how rich his career was and how troubled his life was in many ways, too. Unfortunately, died relatively young. He died at 46 in 1990. 1991. And in all honesty, there was a lot of drinking that contributed to very bad health. But there were also wonderful songs. My personal favorite is No Other. That was one that he wrote and that I just absolutely adore. And obviously, there are a lot of people who still admire him. Other people who will be on the bill are Sweet Chariot, Kai Clark, Tom Heyman, Bob Reed, and Mothers of Pearl, and many others.
That tribute to Gene Clark is at the Chapel in San Francisco tonight. I love the old school funk of Daptone Records, and the label is featuring two singers discovered right under their noses.
His mouth is always running like a no-class marathon. Too much, too loud, and always drunk early on. Always tangling up with strangers, trying to earn a slap. You better leave Big Bill behind. He ain't got no class at all.
That's Son and Star. They were backup singers for Daptone's main lady, Sharon Jones. And for a while, they all sang in a wedding band as the Good and Plenty Girls. But I really think I like Son and Star in some ways better than Sharon Jones.
Oh, I like them. I don't know if I like them better than Sharon Jones. I mean, it's sort of, you know, both of them are wonderful.
Yes.
And they're great when they all get together. But, you know, this is a different side of Daptone Records, and I love their sound. I think it's great to hear them. It sort of reminds me of some of the days of Motown Records, where some of the people who were backup singers or who worked in the office in Detroit, you know, went on to become major stars, and that may happen to these people as well.
Son and Star play Leo's in Oakland tomorrow night, and that's another cheap thrill. It's just $7 in advance, $10 at the door. And David, you have a personal pick for us.
I do. Something to check out. Outspoken at City Hall. This is an exhibit of work by a Bay Area-born photographer Roger Erickson. These are portraits of major LGBTQ luminaries, as well as local figures like John Ginoli of Pansy Division. This is Pride Month, and this is a great way to celebrate it. And, of course, it's free, so you can just go down to City Hall and see it.
Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and so many more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.